Okay, I think I have audio now. Hello.
Hi everyone. Good evening. How are you?
I have to grab something really quick.
Hi everyone.
If you guys want to chat, and you haven't done this before, usually I chat in Discord. I forgot what it was called.
Yay! Hi everyone, I hope you guys are having a good evening. It's very, very, very late.
For me, well, I mean, not very, very, very late, but like, I guess by like a normal person standard, it'd be pretty, pretty late.
Hi! Hi! Hello! Hi, I have Discord pulled up, but now I'm all comfy in bed, but not tired, just comfy.
Two days, one day, half day.
Now that Afkai's done, we're all still planning stuff, but I don't know exactly what we're planning. Many, many things. Yeah, chat here.
Normie, I'm not a normie, okay? I'm a wagey, get it right. If you're gonna call me a slur, at least make it the correct one, please. It's wagey. Work with this. Easy. Easy. So, okay, the thing about work is today was just training. I thought this was like the first day of like actual work, but today was just training and they're not sure if they're like gonna take me on or not. They said there's no reason why they can't take me on after everything, but like I'm paranoid. So when they said they weren't sure if they were going to take me on, but they probably were going to, I freaked out and thought that meant that I wasn't going to actually get the job. So we'll see. We'll see. But great news is I don't have to go in until next week if I do get the job. And they'll tell me on Friday, so that's great. But it's really easy job. I just make boba drinks. I do get to make the drinks, and I made a bunch of drinks today, and it was really tasty. And I get to drink as much boba as I want, and I use a cash register and nothing else. It's a trial period, normal. I've never had a trial period for any job I've had before in my entire life. Even like, ooh, you guys are gonna get some Leo lore right now. Some Leo lore. Don't worry, this information won't dox me, so like I'm not worried about telling you guys. But I used to do some work for like Crunchyroll and Atlas as my last job, and I never had to go through a trial period for that, even though like it was a really demanding job, and I was working with like so many behind the scenes stuff. Like I didn't have to go through any trial period. They like didn't make me sign like an NDA or anything, so I could like talk about whatever I wanted. But yeah, like I figured like a job like that probably would have required me to do like a trial period because it's so much more serious, but they didn't. Probably just one day or week at most. I hope I don't get one day a week shift. I would be really happy if I got like 3 days a week. They told me I have to work at least one day on the weekend. No, I never worked on Nagatoro. I can't say like specifically what I worked on when I was working there, but I worked on some more
popular series, so like really mainstream ones. But I wish I didn't work there when Nagatoro came out. I wish I did because like I probably would have created many more horrors. Horrors? Horrors. 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 But no, I didn't. I don't think I. Ow. I just cracked my shoulder. It fucking hurt. I don't think I worked on anything that like ever got super publicly talked about either. So that's why like it's work that I worked really hard on that no one will ever see. And that's why it's okay to talk about. You guys will never, ever, ever know. And then I did work retail a long time ago. I told you guys about the Halloween store. So, I mean, it's not the first time I've ever worked a job, and I didn't have any mean customers, so I can deal with it. Welcome to the wagey cagey life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I mean, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. And if I don't get many shifts, then like it's not a big deal because I told them I have quote school in the evenings and I'm a quote unquote very studious student who works really late in the evenings and I have to get off work at a certain time. So I don't know if like I don't know. I don't know what it's gonna be like, but they said that they would be able to work with the hours, so so I can quote unquote go to school in the evenings, quote quotation marks. Everybody that works at that job is also younger than me somehow. Like I thought I was really young, but like the other people that work there are still in high school. We are school. They're still in high school, man. Like, I could have sworn the person training me today was older than me, but she was a high school student, and I mean, like, whatever works, I guess, but also, like, what the fuck? Just ask Magnum to pay your bills like Sakana. I can't ask anything of Magnum, man. He's too nice. I feel like I can't even ask Magnum, like, how's your day going? Yeah. Play at the casino. Yeah. I don't know. I'm happy that work was easy, even though it was like the slowest 4 hours of my entire life. And I'm excited to do it again. Because, oh, the other good thing is I make tip money too. Yeah, I get to take the tip money that they put in the tip jar. I get that. So even though it's only like $3, $2 maybe, like I never have change in my wallet. So it's nice. Like makes me feel like a contributing member of society just to have like dollar bills in my wallet for the first time ever. I won't gamble Leo away. Please don't gamble me away. Please don't. I might gamble you away, but please don't gamble me away. She's sleeping in the trunk. Are you still driving right now? You said it took a couple of days. So, probably a couple of days back home. When was the con? How many days ago did it happen? A week ago? No. No, like only a couple days ago, right? You guys don't have to fight over the cutout. I maybe there will be another cutout available sometime soon. Maybe. Or maybe not. Who knows? It was like one day. Oh, my bad. When I was at work, like I sit at home all day, right? And I never do anything. So I never like I don't know, do my hair nicely or like wear makeup. But today I put on makeup, but because I'm so used to the hikini life, I rubbed it all off during my shift. I felt so stupid. I had like eyeliner all over my face because I didn't remember, and I rubbed my eye. And now I'm like paranoid to rub my eyes again because I keep thinking I'm wearing makeup, but I'm not. That's fine. It's fine. Leah cutout was the biggest with most foam. The planets on my chest. Man. I know it's a fun joke and all. Sometimes it makes me self-conscious though. Things like that every so often. I don't know if it's just me like getting in my own head or not, but I don't know. Sometimes even like the concept of who I am and the things that I do makes me uncomfortable. Stuff like this is hard to talk about because you can't really talk about it much. Or if you do talk about it, it seems like I'm ungrateful. But even so, I don't want to deny my emotions about stuff like that. And I see it quite often. Like things about me, I guess. Talking about this is hard. Maybe we should talk about something else. Cali is the big one. It's difficult when, like, there's an expectation for you to play into a certain role that is so different from who you are already in your day-to-day life. Like, because at some point, right, like this, I don't want to call it a job because then it makes it seem like I don't enjoy it, which is so far from the truth. The role, I guess. Role, like it becomes a part of your identity, right? Like without this, without what I'm doing right now with you guys, I don't think like I would be, well, like yeah, just to say as like a disclaimer, right? Like I would definitely not be even half as happy as I am now, and like I am literally living my life's biggest dream every single day. And I'm very thankful for it. But at the same time, the concept that I am playing into or the role that I am filling is it's not me. It's never been me. It's not me. I didn't have much of a say in it. Well, I didn't have any say in it. So at first it was like, oh, well, I'll just do it because like I'm never gonna get this opportunity somewhere else. Or like I'll do it because I'm super thankful and I do genuinely enjoy like playing into this. But When you like play into it for so long and you see so many negative things, it's like I am the happiest I've ever been doing what I'm doing now, but I keep checking to make sure like that I'm safe, but I also don't think that I've been this like emotional either, because I want to be someone that people enjoy, that people like and that people say positive things about, but that hasn't really been happening. And for a while, I was able to like push it aside and say, like, that I don't care and that I could deal with it. But I'm kind of burnt out, I guess, from ignoring my emotions, and it's reflecting really heavily in my performance ability in front of you guys. And then it makes me nervous, and then I get really freaked out, and then I don't want to stream anymore because I'm not meant, like, I can't stop myself from crying all day over something like this. So then I cancel my streams, and then I feel really shitty for canceling my streams, and then it goes in like this full circle. Things will change. They will change soon, and it won't be this way anymore. But there's still time before that happens. And it's very, very, it's hard to find the motivation to keep going. But then once I'm already, set up and streaming in front of you guys, then like I'm fine. And I forget about my bad emotions and I'm able to have fun and continue on and not think about it. But then it's like the second stream ends, it's like, oh, ew, I have to deal with my emotions again. So I guess, like, in a way, like, streaming is good because I'm able to ignore my emotions and hang out with you guys and have tons of fun, obviously. But then, like, if I'm not streaming, then I'm just sitting on a wall staring at it. Like, man, I wish I could change. I want to be someone that many people can enjoy instead of the person I am now. It's an uphill battle, and I fell downhill really hard, but I'm slowly picking myself back up. It kind of felt good to get that off my chest, I can't lie. Kind of sucks to admit a lot of that, but it feels good. It feels good to just get it off. Hide your character below the neck like Crony does as a band-aid solution. I kind of did that. Very, very, very small thing. I don't think, unless I ever pointed it out, you guys would be able to notice, but I kind of did that. I know, other streamers kind of deal with the same situation, but my solution is coming. My saving grace is almost here, and I stare at it every single day for hours, and I'm like, wow, I can't wait to not cry myself to sleep anymore. But then I'm like, oh shit, I still have this many days before I can do anything about it. Fuck. Oh no, annoying cat's here. I wonder if you guys will be able to hear her scratch at the door like she does. Self-doubt eats away at you, but the best thing you can do for yourself is get back on the saddle when you're ready to, of course. I haven't been ready to. That's the thing. It's like I keep thinking,
Oh no, did I? Oh, I had to shut it off on my phone and I thought the space died. I don't even remember what I was gonna say. Lots of people find their niche to see YouTubers and make it their thing. YouTubers with the most loyal followers aren't for everyone. And I don't want a big following. I don't need to be like this super famous household name person. I just need to do what I enjoy doing. Right? And obviously people are gonna say shit. That's a given. And I don't care. The only thing that really bothers me, like pisses me off to no end, is when people start comparing, like, oh, Leah is like discount this person, or this person is like discount Leah. It's like, why can't you just realize that like we all have our own niches and our own roles that we play? And even though we might not necessarily be happy with that niche or like that role that we're playing, like it's still our role, right? Like I would never be able to fill any one of my gen mates or the invaders roles because they're so unique. And that's why like there's seven different people in Gen 1, right? Like if we were all supposed to be like discount versions of each other, then Sakuna wouldn't have seven different people. Does that make sense? It does make sense. I know it makes sense. Whatever. Some people don't have ears. Some people are addicted to typing on their keyboards too much. I'm one of those people, but it's the truth. It's the fucking truth, okay? The same people that are like, oh, Leah is just discount this person, is the same person that I called a slur today in Valorant. True story. True story. It's like a backhanded compliment. It's not a compliment at all. Like, it's definitely not a compliment when you say it about like people within like the same company. And I still think it's like rude to even compare like very, very famous streamers and be like, oh, well, this streamer with like Leah is just a discount version of XYZ Hololive member. It's like, I don't want to be discount XYZ Hololive member. That's rude to that member, and that's rude to me. Like, I'm not that person. I'm not trying to be that person. I'm Leah. I'm trying to be Leah. And if you don't like Leah, then I mean that's okay. That's not. It's not actually. That's not okay. If you don't like Leah, then I know exactly what type of person you are. I understand comparing two people based on their content, but calling someone a discount version of another, that's a low blow. Exactly. You can compare content, right? Like, oh, like this person plays a lot of FromSoft games, and Leah plays a lot of FromSoft games too. And that's really cool. But it's like, I'm not. I don't know. I'm not gonna keep going on this rant. You get the point. It's Insidious as fuck, bro. I love that movie. I love Insidious. We should do. Oh, oops. Well, I'll just say it. We should do an Insidious watch along. After Leah's God gracing day comes, we should all do an Insidious watch along. Sounds good. Good idea. Man, I have so many good ideas I haven't been able to do anything about this whole time. It feels like I cry to Mumi almost every single day in her DMs. And I'm like, Mumi, I'm doing something wrong. Everybody hates me. And they're saying these horrible things about me. And I feel like I'm a failure as a person. And I want to quit. I want to graduate. Mumi, I'm gonna graduate. Like I'm gonna tell Sakuna right now. And she's like, no, calm down. And I'm like, okay. And then I just go to like my brainstorming board and I write down like a bunch of content ideas and I'm like, I'm gonna show them one day. I'm gonna fucking show them all. And then I just go back to staring at evil Leah. And then I cry myself to sleep. Oh damn, Insidious. Yeah, like Insidious. Did you guys ever watch The Conjuring 2? Not the Conjuring 2, like the second movie, but just like also The Conjuring. I came here because Utica sent me, but hi, just a dumbass who hasn't seen enough of your streams yet. Skeletal, you are a dumbass, but now you're my dumbass, so it's okay. You can go do your Leah reps, and then I'll remember your name, and I won't call you a dumbass again. Reminds me of me. One of those days, Cypher. I'm doing a stream! Cypher even here? Yeah. Well, no, wait, I'm not streaming. What is this? Twitter space? It's like a podcast, except I'm not gonna lie, Leah, I'm a little bitch. So scary movies are scary. The scariest horror movie I've ever seen. Okay, actually, I have two. Two scary movies. But one of them I don't know the name of. So I was in Higher Academy at home visiting my parents, and Rin Mama turned on this one movie. I don't know the name of it, but it was about this girl who got involved on like the dark web, and someone broke into her house and kidnapped her, and then like locked her in this like garage or something, and did like torture for the dark web. And that movie, I don't know why she was watching it, and I don't know why like I was watching it. I think it was one of those things that I was watching because like I was so shocked, and like I just couldn't stop watching, even though like I knew it was gonna make me like really freaked out. I did not sleep for almost a month after watching that movie. I was so scared of every single thing, and like I like would sleep on the couch in my house with my cats and made my mom sleep on the other side of the couch because I was too scared to be alone. It was a really scary movie, man. No, I don't like the dark web stuff, right? Like, Leah loves the dark web stuff. But Leah really doesn't like the dark web stuff. It makes me really uncomfortable and scared. Second scariest movie I ever saw was, it's part of the Conjuring series. It's the Annabelle origin story. So not the one of the doll that's like at the apartment with the girls. It's the one of like how Annabelle ended up like becoming a thing. It's the one where like they're at the orphanage and like the girl gets hit by the car. That's Annabelle. Annabelle gets hit by the car and they like all live in the orphanage. I saw that one in theaters and I don't remember. I don't remember how old I was. But I remember being in the theater with people younger than me, and I was sobbing. I was sobbing into my lap in the fetal position in the movie theater. And like these kids around me were laughing because they were like, oh my God, she's so scared. That movie fucked me up really bad. I don't know why. It was really gory, and I didn't like it, but. I mean, now that I think about it, it's probably less gory than Game of Thrones, but like I can deal with Game of Thrones sometimes. But like that movie, I don't know why. I don't know why. I did watch that one part of Game of Thrones yesterday though, where what is it? Like he gets his eyes gouged out, the one guy from Dorne. But my friend that I'm watching it with was like, Leah, make sure you don't look because you'll get really freaked out. But then, like, I saw the aftermath of it when, like, his brain is everywhere on the ground and I almost threw up. Gore is situational, I think.
That's like your baseline to horror. Child have a field day on you. No, that movie's so scary. But movies like the first Conjuring one, like it didn't scare me at all. Like besides like the jump scares in the movie, like I didn't really care. And like Insidious is actually like my favorite horror movie ever. All of them. I can watch them a million times and never get tired of them. It's the most brilliantly done horror franchise ever. Okay, I'm yelling now, but listen. Insidious, the story, A plus. The presentation in the actual movie, the visuals, like, bro, it's so good. I fucking love that movie. The end of the first one, that plot twist, there nothing beats that. And I love watching Insidious with people that have never seen it before because, like, oh, it gets them every time. They're like, oh, holy shit, what the fuck? And I know, guys, it's so brilliantly done. It's so, like, it's kind of campy and like an old school horror way, but like fresh enough where like it doesn't feel that campy. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. I fucking love Insidious, man. I wanna watch it again. No gore or jump scares, but still scary. I mean, like, there's a couple jump scares, right? Like, what is it? When they're doing the seance in the kid's room and the red demon is like in the corner and all the lights start flashing and stuff. That jump scare gets me every time. Even though I know it's coming. It's just because it's loud, right? Like, that's really it. Also, the fucking title sequence of Insidious is really fucking loud for no reason. That's also like the worst jump scare I think in any horror movie ever. The fucking title, like when they do like the title drop for Insidious and it makes that horrible screeching sound. I hate that. I hate that. Yeah, it was my first Western movie was the original Jason movie. Really scarred my childhood. I used to love Freddy versus Jason when I was a kid. I loved watching that movie for some reason, but I didn't like have. Actually, I think that was like a Freddy liker. Oh shit, Freddy Fazbear. What the fuck? I think I liked Freddy the Friday the 13th guy. No, wait, that's not Friday the 13th. What movie is he from? Nightmare on Elm Street. My bad. Nightmare on Elm Street. Friday the 13th is I can't remember. I haven't watched any of those like old school slasher films since I was a kid though. And that sounds like kind of weird because it's like, Leah, why were you watching slasher films as a kid? But like I don't know. My parents loved making me watch Chucky when I was a kid, so I kind of like grew in to horror, but then I grew out of it really fast. I've never seen any of the Saw movies though, or any of the Final Destination movies. I saw the first like 10 minutes of the first Saw movie when I was a baby, or not like a baby, but I was pretty young because I got in trouble because I think I stole something from my sister and Rin Mama was like, she didn't want to put me on timeout because, like, she's got issues. So instead of putting me on timeout, she made me watch the first couple minutes of the first Saw movie. And I mean, I remember it vividly, so quite obviously scarred by it. Kind of base, though. You grow up and you realize, like, damn, my mom's kind of base. Final Destination is corny AF. My mom and I are convinced that Final Destination is too realistic and it's like something that could actually happen. So her and I like have a pact together that we will never watch them. Any love for found footage type horror movies? I tried watching the Blair Witch Project and I didn't really get it. Oh, wait! Wait, yes, hold on, hold the fuck on. My favorite found footage horror movie ever. Ever, ever. Oh, I don't remember the name of it. Hold on. It's about the one of like they move into the house and they find out that like the kids killed their parents or something like that. Or like
It's there's like a cornfield, and like the kids were killing the parents, and they find like the VHS tapes, and I remember it's like a really pretty like is it I don't remember the name of it. I've only seen it one time. One time. It was one of those ones that Rin Mama was watching. Like she'll watch like tons of horror movies throughout the week, right? And this was a while ago. She always does this ever since I was a kid. She'll like watch horror movies throughout the week when she's like alone or like it's just me at home. And she was like watching it, and I was eating, and then I got really invested in it, so I finished watching it with her, but I didn't watch it from the beginning. I don't remember what it's called. Children of the Corn? Is it? I don't think it's Children of the Corn because that one's older, right? This is like a pretty modern horror movie. Oh no. Let me Google it. Children of the Corn. Children of the... It was by Stephen King. Is it? I don't think it's this one. Children of the Corn. No, it's not Children of the Corn. Oh, I think it's Sinister. Is it Sinister? Yes. Yes. Yes, it's Sinister. I think. Hold on. I think it's Sinister. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Sinister. All right, I guess the only thing we can do now, chat, is have a horror movie watch along. Yeah, we'll have like a horror movie night one day. After this that one day that I am waiting for, we'll have a horror movie watch along. Sinister with the lawnmower, yes. Yes, if it I what's it with the lawnmower? I don't know. The ghosty guy when I Googled it looks really familiar. What about the Hills Have Eyes? I've never seen the Hills Have Eyes. Maybe your choice, it doesn't matter. I'm trying to think if there's like any other horror movies that like stand out to me that I really like. That one, Sinister, if I can remember the name of it. Insidious, I like a lot. Good night, Mr. Skeletal. Thank you for coming. Sorry, my brain is all over the place now. Jeepers Creepers. I've never heard of that one before. I'll have to make like a list of horror movies. You know what movie I've never seen before, but I really want to watch is Silence of the Lambs, like the actual Silence of the Lambs, not the ones with like Hannibal, like everyone's seen Hannibal. I think I sound kind of crazy whenever I try to talk to people about Hannibal because, like, I think most people are, like, grossed out by it so quickly and they're like, oh, Hannibal, like, it was good, but it's so gory and all this stuff is gross. But I'm like, yo, like, the artistry behind, like, the way that they assemble the corpses and stuff and the crime scenes, like, the way that he lays the bodies out. Like the cello when they make the human into the cello, I think that is like the most pure, beautiful form of art that I've ever seen in my entire life. I think it is the most insane thing to ever exist. I love it. I love the Hannibal body cello. Very museum like set pieces. Exactly. Because like in Hannibal, right? Like the TV show, every single body they find in like the first season is so well put out, and there's so much like thought behind all of it, and like the prop people did such a freaking amazing job with it, but no one ever wants to have that conversation with me. It's always Leah, why do you think like that? Leah, that's so weird. Like it's gross, Leah. Like it's a dead body. What is your problem? It's like, just think about it. Just think about it for half a second. Please. Please stop being so anal and just think about it. Like you recognize art when it's placed in front of you. For the love of God, please. I want to watch Hannibal again. I watched Hannibal again, actually, pretty recently. I really wanted to rewatch the whole thing, but I didn't make it to season two because I don't remember why I didn't make it to season two. I've watched the whole thing once, like all the seasons, all the episodes, all the way through once. I think it just got like mentally drained and didn't want to watch it anymore. I used to imagine stories like that when I was 18 for a weird serial killer vibe, but then they did an episode like that in Psycho Pass. I don't even remember like what Psycho Pass was like, but I remember watching it and I really liked Ginza. Ginza, right? That's his name. Utica and I talked about it a little bit ago, and I've been meaning to like sit down and rewatch it, but I never have the time, the mental energy. Did you enjoy Dexter? I've seen half of Dexter. Less than half of Dexter. I remember I watched a while of it, but I don't even know what I'm trying to say right now. I don't think I finished it, or if I did, it was a while ago. I really liked it, but like I felt like it was lacking in some places, so it was hard for me to like get really attached to it. Did you ever watch Jennifer's Body? Yeah. Jennifer's Body was formative for me. Man, is it Megan Fox who's in that movie? Does she play Jennifer, or does she play the body? I forget, but whoever played Jennifer in that movie, man, I understand everything now. Thank you. I understand. The secrets of the world are put into my brain. Yes. It's Megan Fox. Yeah! Isn't that the one with the banger Panic at the Disco song? I only watched it because of the Panic at the Disco song. Yes. I watched it after I heard the song. So I guess that makes me a fake fan, but the song is a banger. The movie is horribly, but also really good. Not Dexter's Laboratory. It's the. Hey, chat. I'm gonna do like a stream on it soon. But does anybody, just speaking of Dexter's Laboratory, does anybody here know the old Snafu comics from like 2009, 2010? They were on DeviantArt, and then I think they got their own domain. like they were these comics that they took like these Cartoon Network characters from and made like completely different AUs for. So like they had like Invader Zim series and like a Powerpuff Girls series. They also had like Vader Zim series and Nightmare Before Christmas one, and then they had one that was like Candyland. I don't think I read any of the other ones besides those ones, but I was obsessed with them, absolutely obsessed with them as a kid, and like they're such a niche thing that. Like I've never ever talked about it before because like there like nobody knows what it is. Yeah. Are you gonna say old Snafu comics from like the 1940s? No. Like the comic is still running, but I stopped reading it a decade ago. It's still going. I remember I used to have the Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy, like Nightmare Before Christmas collaboration one. Like I had pictures of the scene where like Mandy is fighting Oogie Boogie. I had all of those panels printed out and put in the front of my binder in like the third grade. Leo loves crossovers. It's official. It was just like such a small niche thing. And as a kid, like seeing like, oh, my favorite characters from Invader Zim are, you know, like doing stuff with the Powerpuff Girls. That's so cool. Like it really got me in all the right ways as a kid. Yes, you have no idea what I'm talking about. This picture that Autumn sent, that's the comic, The Grim Tales. Yes, oh my God, I vividly remember like everything about like the first 40 chapters of that. Like the Grim Tales one was my favorite out of all of them. And then I also really like the Candyland one. It's called it's called I'm fucking with you guys. I know what it's called. Of course I do. It's called Sugar Bits. And she's the girl is blonde with a pink streak in her hair, and her name is her name Sugar? I don't think so. She's got like an evil like gothic Lolita version of herself, and then there's like the gingerbread boy. Is his name Hansel? Like she has a thing for it, but she doesn't, and then like they're always really horny with each other for some fucking reason, and I was in third grade reading this. Sugar Bits, yes. What unholy plague have you unleashed upon this world? It was my favorite. It was like my bread and butter as a kid. This comic series. Pandora's box I'm willing to open. I wanted to do a stream about it so badly for like the past 4 months. I've wanted to do a stream on this. And then I'm like, oh no, it's too niche. Everyone's probably gonna think I'm weird for talking about this. So no, I'm just gonna not do it anymore, never mind. And then I get sheepish about it, but then I think about it all the time. There was a really long time that I wanted to cosplay the girl from Sugar Bits, and like I was so committed to doing it, but then I got cold feet and I never did it, and I regret it every single day. The Grim Tales one, I just remember they made Nurgle really sexy for no reason. They kind of did that with Grimm though, from Grimm Adventures of Billy and Mandy. They kind of hit him with the Dilf gun for no reason. DeviantArt, man. Nurgle turned into a Tumblr sexy man. He really did. He was like Tumblr sexy man before Tumblr sexy man. Wait, okay. Maybe I'll reread a bunch of them and then I'll do like a deep dive stream for it. Tell you guys all about them. His bones and he's Jamaican. Grimtail, that's Leah fan art. No. If you're gonna do it, please do it right. She's everything to me. Shut up. She's so fucking cute. I don't even know how long it's been since third grade, but seeing a picture of her makes me so fucking happy. She's That's my girl, man. That is like the Leah blueprint right there. That is everything I ever wanted to be since I was a little kid. She lives in my head rent fucking free. No, I was gonna say though, if you're gonna do Leah X Nafu comics art, you have to do it right. Okay, it's gotta be Dib from Invader Zim, but like specifically the Snafu comics version of Dib. I don't know what the fuck they did to him back then, but third grade Leah was living for it, man. I've never seen you this happy before. Getting stuff off my chest and being able to talk freely without, I guess, like weird expectations being put on me. I enjoy it a lot. I want to be able to do it like this more in the future. But there's still time before then. It's okay. If this is what the future looks like, I'll happily wait. I'll keep waiting. I just want to talk about sugar bits right now. The twin skeletons in the Book of Life can be hot. I've never seen the Book of Life. I heard it's good. There's a Netflix show from Invader Zim? No, I want to find what he looked like back in the Snafu comics. Wait, I have the scary dude from Sinister on my iPad. Like, Snafu comics. Dib. Bro, they ma wait. Am I stupid? No, it's. What is this? Oh, the way that like your child mind distorts and twists things, and when you look at them, like that's not anything like what they actually look like. Oh my God, I thought he was so hot as a kid, but looking at pictures of him like so many years later, what the fuck was I thinking? Man, this takes me back so much. I miss this. I miss when like being cringe like this was okay and people wouldn't drag you. Yeah, the fuck he Look The beginning of Leah's love for glasses boys. Yeah, something like this was extremely formative for me. I feel like it doesn't And I guess like this is something else like that goes with the conversation we had earlier, right? Is like stuff like this is super Leah core, like cringe early 2000s, overly edgy, like deco gothic bullshit like this. But instead, I am Haha, sexy boobs. Oh, she's got big sexy boobs. The planets on her chest. Ahoo-hoo. Man, when will I get a breather soon? Deep Leocore. The best comic books artist
who have never been on a kid's show, but he did. He was on a kid's show? What the fuck? I used to be embarrassed about liking Linkin Park and MCR, but now I embrace the cringe. Well, it's not even cringe. Sorry, edge. Embrace the edge. Man, stuff like that. It's so good. It's so interesting, though, like things that were cringe when, like everyone was younger, like grows up to be cool. Like, oh my gosh, I always think about it. But then, like, even today at work, I kind of saw a little bit of it. Like, the way that, like, you were bullied in school, like, as a kid for liking anime, but then, like, it's cool amongst high schoolers now. Like, I was serving this one kid, Boba, today, and he was like at the age range that I was bullied the most in school, right? So like this kid I was serving Boba to definitely would have called me the J slur back in high school. Like, absolutely. I know it. I look at him and I'm like, I know it. You would have made my life a living hell. But he was wearing Jujutsu Kaisen pants. He was wearing sweatpants with like Gojo, Megumi, Nobara, Itadori, Sukuna, all down the leg. If I were something like that at that age, I would have been called so many bad things. But he wears it now because like liking anime is cool, right? Like everyone embraces the cringe, and then his buddies are like, ah-ha-ha, go get him, little JoJo dude. Ah-ha-ha. Bitch, shut the fuck up. It makes me want to bully them now. I can't bully them. I'm past the age where bullying is acceptable, but I wish I could bully them. Life isn't fair for real, for real. John Vasquez is the creator of Invader Zim and his comic Johnny the Homicidal Maniac. I feel like I know this, but I don't at the same time. I think this is Leocore, and the concept would have stood out better. Hopefully after everything is said and done, hopefully the concept will match the Leah. We'll see. I don't want to get in trouble for talking about it though. Anime was the devil's work. I completely agree with that because anime had me watching softcore hentai when I was like too old to know what a vagina was. Like, I was watching fucking He Is My Master, Midori no Hibi, Kodomo no Jikan before like I was being able to spell the word gorgeous. But then, like, I grow up and I become a monster who owns a He Is My Master body sheet. It's not even a body pillow, it's a fucking body sheet that I keep in a plastic bag underneath my couch. Remember the days when people would be made fun of for liking Green Day, right? Like, oh my gosh, the K-Rock, like, music that they used to play on K-Rock back in the day. You used to get bullied so badly for liking K-Rock. But like now if you like K, everybody listens to K-Rock. Everybody and their mom. Everybody. Karen, who called you with Janny today at work, she listens to K-Rock. She would have called out the devil's music 6 years ago, but no. Now she's jamming out to Boulevard of Broken Dreams in her white Suburban. It's true. I've seen it before. It's true. Most people bully for any reason, man. I got bullied for wearing a Bible black hoodie in high school. I think maybe there was a reason was it right? I'm just
kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. Like a heart emoji at the end. I'm laughing, but I'm like laughing affectionately. I don't think that's appropriate attire for public school. Anything is appropriate attire for public school if you try hard enough. Wait. Thank you. Okay, anyways, where were we? Korean rock, gold day, wait, gold day? Green Day is from Seoul. No, K-Rock is a music station that plays not old school rock, but like early 2000s like rock music, I guess, like Panic at the Disco, Green Day, My Chemical Romance, Fall Out Boy. Yeah, they play stuff like that, and they've always been playing like the same small handful of songs my whole life. And there's like a culture around it too. Can't believe we're being persecuted for your religion. If it makes you feel better, I read and watched Strawberry Panic when I was in middle school. And I thought, well, I watched Strawberry Panic and Maria Hollick at the same time in middle school. And I thought that after watching those two shows, it was like an actual thing that if I went to an all-girls private Christian school, I would get a girlfriend. I was like absolutely convinced. I was like, everyone that goes to an all girls private Christian school is gay, and if I go there, I will get a girlfriend. And I was like, Mom, I have to enroll in Christian school. You have to enroll me in Christian school. I don't want to be single forever. And she was like, you have brain damage. I'm not dealing with you. Go upstairs. And I was like, okay. And then I just went back to watching Strawberry Panic. Well, maybe it could happen. I mean, I've never been to an all-girls Christian school, and I don't watch Strawberry Panic anymore, but like that could have been a thing. So how many girlfriends do you have? I'm a VTuber. I'm a VTuber. Chat, you guys are my girlfriends. You guys are my girlfriends. Yeah, when I'm here in chat and you guys bonk me for saying something about Freddy Fazbear, it's kind of like I'm in Christian private school. And you guys are all my girlfriends. Sweet. Hell yeah. Yeah. If you don't mind the beard, I'd be down to be your girlfriend. It's cool. Hell yeah, Raven. You can. Am I a pretty girl? You're the most gorgeous girl I've ever seen in my entire life. Sorry, Leo, that's a no. We can still be friends. No. If you're a Leo liker, you're a Leo liker. It means we are connected at the heart, right? Your heart is mine. My heart is yours. So I can rock the maid outfit. Ay, hell yeah. Hell yeah. You know that one like scene of SpongeBob where like Squidward walks in and SpongeBob is like sitting in bed and he's like, wait, oh no, it's Squidward in bed. He's in SpongeBob's bed. Why was he in SpongeBob's bed? I don't remember. But SpongeBob like walks in and Squidward is like, and why aren't you in uniform? And then SpongeBob does like the squeak, 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 and he comes back in the maid dress. We can all be connected by the heart as homies. No, we can't be homies. We can't, because if we're homies, then like you'll think it's okay to leave me for someone else, and that's not the way this works. Okay, you have to stay with Leah. Only Leah. No one else. I see Uruka likers in the chat. I see Tenma likers in the chat. This isn't
It's unacceptable behavior, okay? You're with Leah for life. Thank you. Poor Flakes, his niche is gone. There was never a niche for Flakes to fill in the first place. Where did this joke come from? Flakes is just a devoted Leah liker, man. That's it. That's the only thing. Okay, I don't know where the joke came from. I'm not saying that it's not a funny joke, right? But you guys gotta stop bullying Flakes. You guys gotta uplift him, right? Uplift the Flakes. Flakes love. Yeah, where did it come from? It went too far. I don't know. I don't know where it came from. I think it's time for Leah likers. Leah lickers, Leah lookers, Leah lurkers. I think it's time for us to embrace the new age, right? As they say in my current hyper fixation, winter is coming. So I don't know when. I don't know when it's coming. I don't know when the new age of Leah jokes will be upon us, but when it does come, you guys better have some good jokes ready, okay? We're about to get miseried by Leah. Time to unify. Time for a revolution. Winter was 5 months ago. Okay. Summer is coming. But it's summer, Leah. Okay, I said summer. Summer is coming. Leah Licker. Leah Lurker. Leah Liker. Leah Jokers. Winds of Winter will come out when Gen 2 does. Did you guys see the picture of the when what was I saying? Did you see the picture of the Gen 2 silhouettes? It's not released on the official Phase Connect Twitter, so I'm not officially talking about it, but I do know that we put it in the panel for Off-Kai. Couldn't take a pic. When I look forward to the question mark girl. There was a teaser. Yeah, there was a teaser for Gen 2. We released our silhouettes. You saw detailed breakdowns of it in a chat. I see, I see, I see. So the wolf royalty and others are harder to make out. So I think we've had Gen 2 make some cameos in the karaoke night that we had most recently. Gave like a more detailed like teaser for them, and now I have their silhouettes. So I'm curious to hear what you guys think. Like, because they already kind of released, like, are they undergoing training? Yeah, we're training them real good. I thought there was supposed to be seven, though. You know what? To be 100% transparent with you guys, I thought there were seven, too. I thought there were seven up until. I thought there were seven up until like less than a month ago. And then I realized I can't count. Dread Mommy got legs for days. Man, they're gonna knock your guys' socks off. I can't say a whole lot about them, but like also I can talk a little bit about what you guys have already seen. Yeah. Mind break them all and then make them all marine clones. Isn't that kind of like defeat the purpose of that conversation we had earlier though? Your Leah reps. Your Leah la la la. Your Leah reps, bro. Come on. Maybe two of them are ones that Sokka made. It took me 10 minutes to find this. Actually perfect. What the fuck? No, like actually, what the fuck? It's perfect. Does Mumi count? It's six. Mumi is not Gen 2. She's our manager. So she's not Gen 1. She's not Phase Invader. She's not this. So someone took a picture of the silhouettes and put the concepts from the karaoke above them. Interesting guess. Interesting guess. I guess some of them are a little more apparent than others, but I won't say. It looks like this guess is not completely correct. Interesting, interesting. It's easy to guess based on a silhouette. Is it? Is it though? Why is she so tall? She is. I think all of the girls in Gen 2, when you guys do finally meet them, are gonna blow you guys' brains. Like you're gonna love them so much. You guys are like. Stop shaming tall. No one's shaming her, man. She's every bit as dreamy as you guys are probably expecting. I know the left one has a tail. Does the left one have a tail? Oh wait, yeah, you can see it. So what? Never mind. Leah's treading a thin line here, chat. You wouldn't believe. I am being extremely careful right now because obviously I'm not gonna say anything that's like gonna reveal information about Gen 2. That's just something you guys are gonna have to wait for yourselves. But also like they're really, really, really great girls. Really, 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 really great girls. And I am really happy to have met all of them, and they've been really excited to meet you guys. So I hope that day when you guys can meet come soon. I know there was talk about them coming out this past month, but I mean there's so much that goes into a debut. Like for Gen 1 of Face Connect, we debuted in June, but I was one of the first people to get into Face Connect, and I waited from when I was brought on. Four months? Yeah, I think just about 4 months before our debut came. And I think we were also planning for an earlier debut, but so many things happen. It gets pushed back. But obviously, great things do happen. If you wait and you have patience and you work hard on everything, so Gen 2 will come and they will be incredible and you guys will love them very, very, very much. You weren't at Off-Kai with the fish, you wouldn't know. No, I wasn't. I mean, I was around, but I didn't see Sakana. 4 months before debut. I thought you guys brought on like a month before debut. No, man, So the process
Of my audition, I don't know if I've ever told you guys, but I accidentally sent in my audition 2 times. And I heard back almost immediately, but it was because I sent it in twice that I think Sakuna was like, bro, what the fuck is this girl's problem? Why is she bothering me 2 times? What does she want? But yeah, we had really quick correspondence after the audition, and obviously he told me like, hey, send me your singing, and I was like, okay, here you go. And he was like, man, you weren't kidding about you not being able to sing. And I was like, I'm not getting in. Okay, I'll look for other places to audition to. But Sakuna was actually like really, I think after like he made that joke to me about like the man you can't sing, it was a lot more comfortable. And like the following conversations we had, like something like that broke the ice of like me being really awkward and not being able to talk with him properly and ask him questions like I wanted to. And like it was a very comfortable process after that, like being brought in and being shown like the characters. I know some people kind of know like from conversations that like Pippa and Tenma have talked about where like there were many different initial designs for all of us in Phase Connect. I was offered 2 different designs when I came on. Obviously this one I am. Hi, I'm Leah. But I was off also offered Uruka's design. She was very well, the concept was very different. But visually, she looked exactly the same. But Sakuna was like dead set on having me take the design I have now, which I am very happy for. Kind of like worked out really well though, because everything was done like before I even came in. So I was able to get like the fully rigged model like 2 weeks after I came on and like get everything set up for a really long time. But obviously with like getting that so early, I lost every option of customization and like opinion, I guess, that comes with it. But like I can't imagine things going differently because everyone else fits so perfectly that it's like, you know, it just all fell into place in such a great way. So there's not much that like can be said about it. You could have been Uruka's sister. The only reason I said no was there was something about like the way that they wrote out like for my design on paper, like when they broke down like the concept and everything, there was something really, really, really specific in there that I can't say anything about, but that was like the deciding factor. It was just like a really short specific sentence, and I was like, okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. But I mean, obviously, like I think my opinion on that, you guys know it now. Not that big of a deal, like overall, but you know, things could be better. Summer is coming. Exactly, right? We'll just
We'll just look back at everything, and I have no regrets. I don't cope with things well, and I cry a lot, but overall, I don't have any regrets. I'm gonna say though, when Sakana showed me the designs like for Uruka, I was so tempted to say yes to taking her design because her color scheme is exactly the same as Tsumugi Alba's. Which, if you guys are new and don't know Tsumugi Alba, he's my Oshi. So when I saw him at first, and like I saw that design when he offered it to me, I was like, oh shit, I could just be Tsumugi, and I considered it. I considered it for a while, but maybe that would have been a little too weird, kind of like wearing my Oshi skin. Now that's lore. Nah. Uruka is Uruka. There's nothing more perfect in the world than that. Tsumugi, jump on me, let's go! Oh no, Mei-chan! Mei-chan! Twitter's broken and cannot hear. Mei-chan. They cope. They keep coping and they keep coping and they don't stop coping. Tsumugi from Danganronpa, I also love her. It's the glasses and the blue hair, man. They do something to my brain. They make me funny in the head. Right when I came into the phase, like the very first conversation I ever had with Pippa was her talking about like getting ice cream, and I swore on my fucking life that she was Canadian. Like I was so dead set. Like I was like, I've never met a more Canadian girl than Pippa. And then she and I got to know each other a little bit more, and I was like, I feel so bad for thinking you were Canadian. Enough to think that. No, guy, chat, listen, you guys, listen. No, you don't have to tell Pippa, right? This can just be like our little secret. I've never told her that before, so like you guys don't have to tell her that either, because she'll probably like, I don't know, she won't get mad at me, but like chat, listen, Pippa and I are playing FNAF this week. I have to be on her good side, or else she's gonna pummel me into the fucking dirt. Please. She's definitely not Canadian from a Canadian. Yeah, I know. I asked Sakana and I was like, oh, like Pippa, like is Pippa near the office? Like the way she talks, like it just seems like she's from somewhere up there. And Sakura was like, what the fuck? No, why would you think that? I was like, oh, I guess she's not Canadian after all. Did she know me if To be fair though, I also thought Uruka was a leaf. I thought Uruka was a leaf. The very first time I ever met Uruka, she came into the Phase Connect server, and Sakuna was like, you guys, you have to hear her sing. She's an incredible singer. So we all asked her if she could sing for us, and she sang us Senbon Sakura. And Sakuna was like, you guys, like she's the best thing ever. And she was so soft-spoken and so awkward, and like I don't know, she just I also thought she was Canadian. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this little Canadian bear can really get it. And then I found out that she's not Canadian. And that we're actually
Like I lived upstairs in my bunker building, and she lived like downstairs in her bunker building. And I was like, what the fuck? Do people think I'm Canadian? Because I thought you were Canadian, and I would be really upset if somebody ever thought I was Canadian. And then I just stopped assuming people were Canadian after that, because I would never want to assume that someone is a Leaf. I think Yuri is the only Canadian. No, Tanma's Canadian too. You guys know that? Yeah. Tanma is also Canadian. Contrary to what everybody believes, Tanma is Canadian. Leah isn't Canadian? No, I'm not a fucking Leaf. What the fuck, man? I don't think anyone would think you were a Leaf. No, I hope not. Please, please don't think I'm a Leaf. I won't ever assume that people are Leaves again. I wanted to hear me. No, me chat. Please, please, someone let Tanma know that she's my favorite Canadian, and I hope she has fun in the Alps. Hope you have fun in the Alps in Canada, me chat. Leah can Steve Jobs this Twitter space. Ligma? Ligma nuts? Ligma balls? Leah said, yeah. Thank you, guys. Isn't Canada just Minnesota with a passport? Where the fuck is Minnesota? Like, I know where Minnesota is, but I'm not convinced it's real. You could not pay me money to believe it's real. The Rockies, the Appalachian Rocky Mountains. Tanma's on her way to fucking Mount Everest right now, man. I can't believe Mount Everest is in Canada. Congratulations, Mi-chan. Have a good time. It's up there. Minnesota, there's like a bunch of states in North America that I'm just convinced don't actually exist. Like, you're gonna look me in the eye and tell me Arkansas is a real place? Like, I don't think so. I don't think Arkansas is real. I don't think Kansas is real. I don't think fucking Idaho is real. I would like to say Ohio isn't real, but I unfortunately know someone from Ohio, so I know it's real, but like, I wish it wasn't. Like, I wish I could take that person I know out of Ohio and put them somewhere more relevant, and then just forget about Ohio. You're gonna tell me that like fucking I don't know. Nevada is a real place? What the fuck is in Nevada? I've been to Kansas. No, you're gonna look me in the eye and tell me that Utah is a real fucking place in this world? There is nothing more godless on this earth than fucking Utah. It doesn't exist. Everything that happens in Utah, like the people there are fucking fake. Everybody in Utah looks the same because they're not real. It's a simulation. Utah is made by the government to make us think that there's actually 50 states, but there's not. Portland. Leah, you and me are both in Nevada. Well, take me out of Nevada. Go somewhere like Seattle, Texas, New York. I don't know. The East Coast can stay, right? Like the East Coast is fine. That one's okay. Everywhere else, though, like West Coast doesn't have anything really. Like everyone's like, oh, California, that's a nice place. But like, there's nothing. California is the biggest load of crap ever. It's like the only, everybody thinks it's the only relevant part of North America anyway. But that place, everything in California is stupid. I hate going to California, man. Fuck that place. What the fuck is North Dakota? What?
I can't even picture it on the map. What? Ew, California. No. The only thing they have in California is Disneyland. Everything else there is completely irrelevant. And it's expensive to go there too. Like, I don't know. Every time I think about it, it's like, wow, California does have nice stuff. I wish I could go again, but then it's like, California, man. I'd prefer like Florida, because isn't the weather in Florida kind of the same as California? I went to Florida last month, the month before last month, maybe. I was there for a little bit, and everybody says like, oh, Florida's really hot, like you're gonna get really hot in Florida, but I was cold the entire time and I didn't pack any jeans like at all when I went. Like, I only packed summer clothes, and then I had to buy fucking jean pants and a jacket when I was there, and I was really upset about it. It was like something stupid to get upset about, but also like, it's fucking cold in Florida. And also, everyone's like, oh, it rains all the time in Florida. You're always gonna get rained on. It's gonna be like hot rain. You're gonna get so rained on. But I didn't have any rain. Well, actually, I had one rain day. Like, we got rained on one time. But one time, I was there for like 2 weeks, man. Florida's got hurricanes. North Dakota is what happens in West Dakota and Dakota Fannings. Northwest? Wait, what? Sorry, my dyslexia was acting up when I read that. Please don't ever type it again. Thank you. People in Florida are weird species. People in Florida? Okay, from when I was there, the people in Florida, they drive weird. Right? Okay, that's the first thing I noticed is they drive weird. I've been in, like, California driving, I've been in New York driving, I've been like, well, obviously where I am is different driving from like all those places. But like, okay, in New York, you have really aggressive driving, right? Like everybody cuts everybody off in New York. It is like, I always feel like I'm gonna die when I'm in a car in New York. California, the person whose car you're in might not be driving crazy, but everybody around you is driving crazy, so it still feels like you're gonna fucking die. In Florida, everybody drives like they're fucking blind. Like, nobody knows how to drive out there, and nobody knows how to fucking use a crosswalk. Crosswalk in Florida either, because the amount of people that just jump out and start walking in the middle of the street and they just don't care. Like, they'll like jump out 2 feet in front of the crosswalk, and it's like, why don't you just use the fucking crosswalk to cross the street? Because you're giving me a fucking heart attack. And everybody drives so slow out there. So slow. It's like they have their eyes closed and they're just jamming to their favorite song and they don't care. Like, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Driving in Brooklyn is pretty much rolling a dice on your life. One time, I remember I was coming back, or like I was going to the airport to go back home in New York, and the person who was driving us was like, oh yeah, I can get you there, like on time for your flight. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And they fucking started driving in like the shoulder of the highway. Like, there were other people driving in the shoulder of the highway too, and like they were cutting each other off and like zipping through the traffic, and the person that was driving me was like so nonchalant about it. They were like, oh yeah, like how was your time here in New York, I hope you liked it. And I was about to hurl in their back seat. I was so car sick. I get car sick really easy, but like I feel like at that moment, like I'm not religious, but I was praying to every single god I could think of off the top of my head. Oh, they did get you your flight. Kind of wish they didn't sometimes, man. And like, it was also snowing when I was there in New York at that time. I've never been to the snow before, like in my entire life up until like I was there in that time in New York. So like they were driving like that and the roads were fucking wet because of the snow. Like it wasn't like the snow was sticking on the highway, but it was like obviously like there was like the is it like sleet? Frosty? I don't know. Like they always tell you like, "Oh, if it starts raining, like you have to make sure you drive really slow and you have to be careful." But I don't think that applies to places where like it snows or rains all the time. Because like those people if you live in like a place where it snows or rains all the time, like you're a completely different species. You're an alien to me. People not signaling makes me seethe. I don't drive, but one time I did try to drive and I was like driving down the street and I was so anxious and I almost hit some guy because like I was so hyper fixated on like signaling at the stop sign in front of me. Like that was all I could think about. I was like, I'm gonna signal when I get to the stop sign, and like I just blocked everything else out around me. And there's the guy, like he obviously was like maybe not looking. And like I wasn't driving that fast, so it was okay. Like if I did hit him, he wouldn't have died. So like that would have been fine, but he definitely would have like broken his arm or something. And like I would have felt really bad, but also like I would have told him to get over it. But I didn't hit him. Okay? Like clarification, I did not hit him. He did not break his arm. He's fine. I had a heart attack, and that's the end of that story. GTA? No, not GTA. Buy Leah driving sim. We'll cure this. You crashed your first time. No. I didn't crash. Well, okay. I have another driving story then. So, when I was like, I was doing that thing where like you learn how to drive before you get your license, but I had so many like bad incidents like that of me almost hitting people or almost getting into crashes that I now have like extreme phobia of driving. But like, you live and you learn, I guess. I'm doing my best, but I do have an extreme phobia of being behind the wheel of a vehicle. And like one time Rindad, like he made me drive kind of far, like all the way from the highway to my house. And the streets that like you normally take going that way are really busy because they're like the only streets like leaving the highway area. And I got really anxious when I was driving and I thought I was gonna crash the car and kill us. So he ended up taking the steering wheel from me and then just made me focus on doing the gas and the brakes. So I was driving without my hands on the steering wheel. And then the next time I got in a car after that, I almost hit my dad. So then I never got behind the wheel of a car again because I forgot which one was the brake and which one was the gas. And then I was like trying to move the car, like back it out of our driveway. But then like I forgot which one was which and I forgot to put the car in reverse. And then I almost hit my dad. Yeah. He's fine. He's fine if you guys are worried about him. He's totally fine. It'd be nice if you could practice driving in a parking lot. Driving has a hard learning curve. You build confidence. I don't know how to like explain this to you guys because like Leah is always crying. I am always crying over something. I cry them. I produce the most water out of any species here on Earth. Leah the alien produces the most water because I am always crying. If I get like minorly anxious, I will burst into tears. So you can't drive if you have tears in your eyes. I get behind the wheel of a car and it's like I look like that one like crying cat that's like throwing up on the carpet. Yeah, that one picture, I look like that. The second I get behind the wheel of a car, it's gonna be a really hard uphill battle to build confidence. You need a security blanket or a plushie. I'm gonna keep all of my jellyfish plushies in the car when I drive. And then when I do eventually crash and die, they'll cushion me. And everything will be okay. The drawer pick? The drawer pick? What the fuck is the drawer pick? Jellyfish. Jellyfish. Mom found my tear drawer? Wait, what? Mom, wait, I want to see it. Mom found the Mom found the pee drawer. Mom found the poop sock. Mom found my tear drawer. The pee drawer. What the fuck pee drawer? I'm gonna have a tear drawer. Wait, this picture is incredible. Yeah, I literally look like that. Pee jar is a classic. I've never heard of them before. it bad? Should I look at the pee jar moment? Oh, I'll Google it. I love the tear drawer. Ensemble Stars just sent me a notification. Mom found the pee drawer. Mom found the pee drawer. Oh wait, it's the same picture. That's so gross. What the fuck? That's so and forever say so. Calling someone like, oh, you're say so, you're unsay so. It's boring. I think we need to find a new word for it. I don't know what type of word, but we need to invent a new word for say so and unsay so. It is getting late though, so I think maybe it is time to end the Leah space. I don't think I have anything else to say. Oh wait, I'm streaming tomorrow. Yeah, I'm streaming tomorrow at or today I guess 5 p.m. BST. I'm gonna play the Mortuary Assistant. I think only the demo is out for the game right now. I know there was something about them releasing the full one eventually, sometime in the future. So I'll probably play the full one when it comes out, but tomorrow will just be the demo then. Yeah. Be at work, but you'll catch the VOD. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Okay. I will end the space here then. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me. And I'll see you guys all in the evening or morning, whatever time it is for you. Please, if you're on your way to work, have a good day at work. Or if you're about to sleep, please have good rest, good dreams. Okay. Good night!